So, you know, the mark of the beast, you worship the Antichrist in order to receive it. And so it's not something you're going to get by accident. You won't need some YouTube video to tell you about that, okay? You'll know. And if you're saved, don't worry about it, because you'll for sure know, because the elect aren't going to be deceived, according to the Bible. So the mark of the beast is something that happens in the end times. And you say, well, how do you know when the tribulation starts? Right at the beginning of the tribulation, the first couple seals, the whole world's at war. So unless we're in World War III, don't even come talk to me and even ask me if it's the tribulation, unless World War III is happening. Now, if World War III is happening, then I'm going to tell you, maybe. I won't even say, even if World War III breaks out and it's worse than World War II, I will still not say that it's the tribulation. I will say, maybe. Right? And then when the famine and the pestilence or the earthquakes, I'll say, maybe. Okay. Only when the abomination of desolation takes place can we know for sure and say, this is not a drill. This is the tribulation. Okay. Because, I mean, think about it. If you were living during World War I, you would have thought, this is it. I guarantee you there were so many preachers saying, we're there. It's happening. This is the second seal. You know, same thing in World War II. But were they right? No, they were wrong. So it might be World War III that triggers this thing, or it could be World War IV. You know what I mean? There could be a World War IV. Or five. Who knows, right? Now, I don't, and look, if World War III happens, instead of saying maybe, I might say probably. You know. But again, you don't know for sure until the abomination of desolation. You don't know for sure until you have the Antichrist receiving the deadly wound, his deadly wound is healed, the image of the beast, worship the image of the beast, and all these different things. Until you see that, you don't know for sure. At that point, you do know for sure. This is it. And so don't get scared of all of these false alarms. See that you be not troubled, because the end is not yet. Okay. And to me, like, I feel like it's almost insulting of the end times when we have like these minor things that happen. And everybody's like, this is the tribulation. This is it. And I want to make a meme where the tribulation is basically like, am I a joke to you? You know, where it's like the tribulation talking, like, or like God's wrath talking, like, am I a joke to you? Like coronavirus, it's a tribulation. It's like the Bible says that the tribulation is going to be worse than anything that's ever happened. And we could point to tons of other illnesses, tons of other diseases, tons of other government overreach, tons of other wars and famines and pestilence. They were way worse. When the tribulation happens, it'll be worse than anything that has ever happened. And so don't downplay it by every, you know, a volcano spits out a little too much smoke and it's like, this is it, you know, this is the, you know, it's the fifth trumpet, or, you know, no. You know, an oil tanker spills its oil. One third of the sea just turned into blood. It's like, hey, I've told you a million times not to exaggerate, all right? So don't be fooled by these false alarms, okay? But let's actually talk about the chapter we're supposed to be here to talk about tonight, Ezekiel chapter 9.